I don't want to do anything to divert our attention from the worship of the Lord. But you know, I listened just before I came to this meeting to President Kennedy's broadcast. And we're living in times of gravity, you know that? How many of you heard it? Let me see your hands. Some of you did. I'm not going to discuss it. I'll tell you what he said, but it has to do with this Cuban situation. And we are on the edge of a powder keg. We are on the edge of what might be a nuclear war that could obliterate a vast portion of the human race. Now, you can read it in your papers. It'll certainly be in your papers tomorrow morning. He made what I suppose will go down in history, if there is any history, as one of the great speeches. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Kennedy man either. But he's the President of the United States, and I believe the Word of God teaches respect for authority and that we should pray for men in authority, whether they are Protestants or Catholics. Don't you?
Amen.
And I just felt like it would be in order for us to pause for a moment and in a silent prayer call on God in these times of gravity. We believe in peace, don't we? We're in our rightful place when we pray, God, possible that we might live quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Dear Lord God, we're concerned not primarily with the affairs of government. We're concerned with the gospel and with the salvation of men and women, boys and girls, the ongoing work of the church. But we feel pressed in this hour, dear God, to come to Thee to pray for our men in authority in government, that Thou will give them a steady hand and a heart that'll look up unto Thee. And that if it be possible, dear Lord, that we might be spared from a horrible bloodbath and a scourge of another war, the like of which we've never seen.